What does it mean exactly?
I don't know, really. It's just an old saying. You say, my goodness, here's a whole parcel of sons. I do that often. Those two words I do use just comically, you know.
I
think most people do.
I like castles better, really, too. I really do like castles. We call it stuff on the outside of corn that you can't take off.
Yeah.
Okay. And the thing that grows up off the top of the corn stalk is
the silk tassel.
Okay. What's the kind of corn that's tender enough to eat off the cob? We call it.
How you cook it, you mean?
Yeah,
ball corn.
Well, I mean, what kind of corn is it that's tender enough to?
Sweet corn, I guess.
Okay.
It's all right, isn't it?
Well, what would you call ordinary corn that's young enough and tender enough to eat, you know, right off the top?
It's fresh corn is all I can think of. It's all good to me off the top.
Okay. Yeah, well, I like it too. What do you make a jack-o'-lantern out of?
Pumpkin.
Okay. What all different kinds of melons are there?
I have no idea. All I know the cantaloupe and watermelon.
Yeah.
And honeydew. Mm-hmm. And we've got some old melon called smell melon.
What's that? I've never heard of that.
And the mushmelon. It's a little melon, it's a little thing, and they call it, and it smells almost like a mushmelon.
Uh-huh.
And they call it a little smell melon. It looks kind of like a little cucumber thing, deal.
Huh.
But it's just a little tiny thing.
Can you eat it?
Yes, good. I think that's just a name people give it, but that's what they go to the country and that people, that's what they call it.
Uh-huh.
And that's all I know.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. What's the difference between a mushmelon and a honeydew melon?
Well, they're in the same family. A mushmelon, a honeydew melon is whiter inside, and I think it's much sweeter.
Mm-hmm.
And a mushmelon and a cantaloupe is more like.
What's the difference between the cantaloupe and the mushmelon?
Well, a mushmelon is kind of a slick outside, where the cantaloupe is kind of rigid outside, and frankly, they taste almost alike.
Okay. What color is the mushmelon inside?
It's yellow.
Like a cantaloupe? Are there different kinds of watermelons? I mean, do you know the names of different kinds of watermelons?
There's a lot of different kinds of watermelons, and my daddy could tell you every one of them, but I don't know. I don't know anything about watermelons by name. I just know I like to eat them.
Yeah, me too. What do you call those little things that grow up in the yard under a tree, maybe, or in the shade, after rain, little umbrella-shaped things?
That's mushrooms.
Okay, can you eat those?
I don't think so.
Okay. What's another name for that?
Toast.
Okay, are they the same thing, or
are
they different?
The wild ones, I think, is the one they call a toad stew, but I think it's different than that in the real mushrooms that you eat.
If a man has a sore throat, so that the inside of his throat is all swollen, he'd say he couldn't eat that piece of meat because he couldn't
swallow.
Okay. He could chew it, but he couldn't
swallow it.
Okay. Some people smoke pipes and other people smoke
cigarettes.
Okay, or
a cigar.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If you were at a party and there were a lot of people having a good time, you know, and somebody was playing the piano and there'd probably be a lot of people standing around. One person would be playing and the other people would probably be
dancing.
Okay, or
singing.
Okay. The funny story, if somebody told a funny story, they'd probably all be if somebody offers to do you a favor, you'd say, well, I appreciate it, but I really don't want to be to anybody.
Obligated.
Okay.